On this edition of Updates from the Post, Stacy Campbell from the Cottonwood Extension District speaks with the Eagle Morning Show's Mike Kerner about the 2020 Farm Bill. I'm James Bell. This episode brought to you by Eagle Radio and originally aired on Wednesday, October 30th. This is the Post Podcast.
Time for the Farm Bill. It comes around every 5 years, and farmers do have to make an election. In other words, make a decision as to what program they want to be in.
For the next 5 years.
Yes, and basically they have till March 15th, so there's plenty of time. And actually, we had a program, myself and Greg Kerr with FSA, on October 17th. When we scheduled that a month prior to that, we thought that would hopefully be a good time. Wheat planting would be done, and Milo harvest maybe not quite started, but wheat planting wasn't done. And so anyway, you know, we did have the program, but we've got information about the Farm Bill. I've got the handouts from the meeting. Agmanager.info is a good website with a lot of information. So if folks got questions, they can holler at me or Greg, and they, you know, I'd be glad for them to come in, and I can give them the handout and visit with them if they've got questions. We've even got it's not ready to go yet, but KSU and Oklahoma State kind of have a decision-making spreadsheet that farmers, once it gets up and going, it's pretty easy to use. You can put in your acres and what you think, you know, prices might be and stuff, and it'll show you, it'll kind of spit out a comparison of the two different programs. There's basically, it's the same as the last Farm Bill. There's basically an ARC County, which is agricultural risk coverage, that they can choose to be in, or PLC, which is price loss coverage. And you can pick either or, and you can put, you know, grain sorghum in PLC, you can put your wheat in ARC. And the nice thing about this Farm Bill, Mike, is the last time they did it, it was a decision for the next 4 or 5 years. This time it's going to be a decision for the next 2 years. What they sign up into by March 15th will be for 2020 and 2021, and then in 2022 they'll have to make another decision election as to which program, so it'll be every year starting in 2022.
I would think that that would be a relief in a way, because who knows what's going to happen in 5 years.
Exactly. That's, yeah. Yeah. So you know, the decision you make now will be for the next 2 years, and then after that it'll be a yearly election. And if you choose not to even make an election, but you were in the last Farm Bill, you'll just roll over into the same Farm Bill that you were in, but you won't get your payment for this last cropping year. So you do need to, you know, make those elections as to which program, the ARC County or the PLC, you want to be in for each crop. We've got information, like I say, www.agmanager.info is a great website. Up at there's a menu bar that's in light gray, and if you hover your mouse on Ag Policy, then you'll see where you can click on to Farm Bill and look at some information. There's some great tools on there where you can do some comparisons of crops and payments and so forth. So I encourage people to go in and look at that website. And if they got any questions, give me a shout at 628-9430.
Or just stop by and see you at your office, right?
Yep. I got a gentleman actually coming in today. We're going to visit about it. So give me a call. We can set up an appointment and visit with you about it.